We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Daily Milestone. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. If you've ever tried to force yourself to be productive at the right times and then wondered why it felt like you were swimming upstream, this episode is going to be very helpful. It might even be a revelation. Today, we're talking about working with your natural rhythms instead of against them. Here's something that's going to sound obvious, but probably describes you and your life. You've been trying to be productive during business hours instead of during your brain's actual peak hours. We act like creativity and focus are light switches that we can flip on and off whenever it's convenient. But our brains, they have natural rhythms. Times when it's firing on all cylinders and times when it's basically running on fumes. The difference between working with these rhythms versus fighting them is the difference between effortless flow and constant struggle. A lot of consultants and coaches like me know this intuitively, but they ignore it practically. We know we're morning people or night owls, but then we try to force important work into whatever time slots are left over, whether it be after meetings or emails, or perhaps even putting out fires. For many years, I tried to be a morning person because that's what all the productivity gurus said that successful people do. I would get out at 5 a.m., I'd stumble to my desk with coffee, and then try to tackle my most important work while my brain was still booting up. The result? I'd spend 2 hours doing work that should have taken 45 minutes, and it wasn't even my best work. It was unfocused work that perhaps I'd even have to redo later. Meanwhile, I'd notice that around 2 p.m., my brain would suddenly come alive. Ideas would flow. Complex problems would become clear. Writing would feel effortless. But by then, my day was already packed with client calls and urgent tasks. So I would waste my peak mental energy on email and admin work. I was basically using my car for grocery runs and my bicycle for racing. I was doing it backwards. Everything changed when I finally mapped out my actual energy patterns instead of the energy patterns that I thought I should have. It turns out I have 3 different energy zones: 10 a.m. to noon for analytical work, 2 to 4 p.m. for creative work, and 4 to 5 for planning and reflection. And once I started protecting these windows and scheduling everything else around them, my productivity didn't just improve, but it felt easier. Like I was finally working with my brain instead of against it. Your brain operates on what scientists call circadian rhythms. And these are natural cycles that affect everything from hormone production to neurotransmitter levels. And they aren't just about sleep and wake times. They control when you're naturally sharp, creative, focused, or scattered throughout the day. And most people have 2 peak alertness periods, one in the late morning and another in the early evening. But the timing and consistency vary dramatically from person to person. Some people are legitimately sharper at 6 a.m. than most people are at noon. Others don't hit their cognitive stride until after lunch. And here's the kicker. These patterns, well, they're largely genetic. You can shift them slightly with habits and environment, but you can't fundamentally change them. Fighting your natural rhythm is like trying to change your height through willpower. Yet most of us schedule our days based on external expectations or normal business hours, when other people are available, when we think that we should be working, instead of when our brains actually function best. And this is especially important for independent service providers, consultants, coaches, because most of our work is cognitive. We're solving problems, we're making decisions, we're creating content. All these activities require peak mental performance. So energy mapping is about identifying your own natural patterns and then designing your day, your schedule around them instead of against them. Here's how you can do this. For 1 week, set a phone alarm to go off every 2 hours while you're awake. When it goes off, rate your energy and focus on a scale of 1 to 10 and write down what you were doing. Don't change your behavior, just observe. What you're looking for is patterns. After you've done this for a week, look at that data. When were you consistently rating 7 or higher? Those are your power hours, the times when your brain is naturally operating at peak capacity. Most people, they have 2 to 4 power hours per day, and they're often in chunks of 1 to 3 hours. It's really important to collect and to review the data, because once you've gathered these insights, that's when you can protect those power hours. A lot of people, this is where they mess up. They try to reorganize their entire life around these power hours. Don't do that. What you want to do is just protect 1 power hour per day for most of your important work. Block it on your calendar like you would a client session. No meetings, no email, no exceptions. And time blocking is actually really effective, because you don't have to plan out every hour. You're just blocking out a certain chunk of time on a weekly basis to do that specific task. Different types of work require different types of energy. Creative work needs inspired energy. Analytical work needs focused energy. Administrative work can happen during those lower energy times. So start matching your tasks to your energy states instead of doing whatever feels urgent at the moment. For example, if you're sharpest from 10 to 11 in the morning, that's when you write important proposals. That's when you schedule to make strategic decisions or work on difficult or complex strategies. If you're naturally creative around 3 p.m., then that would be a great time for you to brainstorm or create content or perhaps even solve problems, because you've got that creative hat going on. And save the email checking and administrative tasks for your naturally lowered energy times. So this week, start your energy audit. Set a recurring alarm on your phone for every 2 to 3 hours during your waking hours. When it goes off, quickly note your energy level, 1 to 10, your focus level, 1 to 10, what you were doing, and how that activity felt. Was it easy, hard, or frustrating? And do this for 5 days, for 1 week. Don't try to change your schedule. Just gather the data first. At the end of the week, reflect. Look at the patterns. When were you consistently energized? When did work feel effortless? When were you dragging your feet? In our next episode, we're going to talk about how to redesign your schedule around these insights. But for now, just observe. Go collect that data, and you might be surprised by what you discover about your own natural rhythms. Most people think that they know their patterns, but they're basing it on how they feel emotionally, not how they perform cognitively. And the data often reveals gaps between when you think you work best and when you actually do your best work. So remember, you're not lazy during your low energy times, and you're not superhuman during your high energy times. You're just human with natural rhythms that you can either work with or waste time by fighting them. So start mapping that energy. Your brain has been trying to tell you something, and it's time to listen.